Well, the 2014 Yortus sailing season is fast approaching, and North House needs volunteer deckhands to assist on board. Joining us now with more about it is Matt Nesheim. He's the volunteer coordinator at North House Folk School. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Ann.
Thanks for being here on a Monday morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, in case folks don't know, what is the Yortus?
So the Yortus is a 50-foot gaff rig schooner that you always see out on the harbor in Grand Marais. It's got those big red sails, and it apparently is now an icon of Grand Marais.
I think you're right.
See it on a billboard coming up from on 35.
Yes.
Between the cities and Duluth.
That is a nice one.
And we use it at the school for onboard sail education and training. Also just for a way to get tourists out onto the water.
Mm-hmm. And so you need volunteers. What exactly is the opportunity?
So it's a deckhand program. And to be a deckhand, you essentially assist the captain in operation of the boat. And so, for example, if the captain's going away from the dock, you're assisting with lines, you're tying knots, and you know, you're steering the boat when the captain's doing other things on board. So it's really dynamic. You get the opportunity to do a multiple different roles on board. And I was actually a full-time deckhand on board the Yortus back in 2008.
I thought
the program was a little bit different.
Okay.
I lived on board the Yortus, and so I'm kind of a poster boy spokesperson for it. And now the program is a little different. It's made up of volunteer deckhands, and so it's a rotating group of locals who sign up for different sales throughout the week, and they just go out and earn credit towards either classwork, coursework, or sail passes so they can bring a friend up in Grand Marais out on the water. Besides that, it's just a great opportunity to be out on the water.
Absolutely. Well, when you say sign up for sails, what are volunteers committing to as far as time?
Ideally, we ask for 4 2-hour sails per week. That's somewhat flexible. Sometimes people are gone for a week, so they'll do 8 sails in 1 week or something like that. But it's not that we really hold your feet to the fire and say, you've got to do it this number of times. We just ask that you're consistent throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm. So 4 sails per week you're asking folks to commit to. How often does the Yortus go out?
The Yortus goes out up to 5 or 6 times a day, depending on the weather. A day like today, probably 0 times. But if a deckhand, for example, signed up for a sail that happened on a day like today, they would still get credit. It would still be as if they went out on the boat, but instead they could just not.
Okay. And I understand you've got a training for this coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the training is going to be this Friday, the 6th, I believe that is, June 6th, and Saturday, June 7th. And it's going to start at 1 o'clock at North House. And all a prospective deckhand needs to do is show up. Ideally, they'll have the application in hand, which you can pick up at North House at the school store. And that's just going to be 2 days. The first day probably will be some in-class, just kind of going over the program expectations and a little bit about the boat. And then we're also going to get out on the water as much as possible, as much as the weather allows.
Mm-hmm.
And, do man overboard drills and fire drills and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So do people have to have a lot of previous sailing experience? I'm wondering who you are, looking for to sign up for this.
Really, no previous sailing experience is required. There are some physical limitations just because you do have to be able to move around on the boat. And so ideally, you're somewhat fit, but that doesn't take a whole lot, really.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, you just have to be over 16.
How can folks contact you if they're interested?
Yep, they can either stop down at North House and leave me a message or give us a call. The number is 218-387-9762. Or my email is mnesheim, that's mnesheim, at northhouse.org.
Okay. And are you still doing the moonlight sails?
We are. We won't be starting the moonlight or the sunset sails until July. And that's because June weather is often variable, mm-hmm. as we see today.
Yes, we do.
Yep. So, but yes, we will be.
Okay. That's great, Matt. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
I just encourage anybody who's vaguely interested in sailing to go ahead and sign up or stop down. And It's a great opportunity. And just want to remind people too that it's going to be 10 a.m. on Saturday. It's 1 a.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. on Saturday.
1 p.m. on Friday?
1 p.m., yep.
Okay, good. All right. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity and a fun, sort of unusual volunteer opportunity getting you out on the water.
Definitely.
Doesn't happen too often. Well, we've been speaking with North House Folk School Volunteer Coordinator Matt Nesheim. They're training volunteer deckhands for the Yordas this Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th. You can get more information from North House at 387-9762.